come back to these two verses here. What is the main point? Did you have a question? Oh, just stretching. Okay. What is the main point in these first two verses, 2 Samuel 7:28 and Psalm 119:160? Let's see if you got the point in these two verses. You better look at them. I'm afraid that when I go so fast, I leave you behind. That's why I'm going to go slow tonight. And be sure that you all are getting it. Okay, what's the main point about the Scripture, about the Word of God in these verses? Who has it? Some junior higher or high schooler? Have it? Yeah. What?
The word is true.
Right. Oh, Lord God, thy words be
true.
What? Oh, Lord God, thy words be
true.
Right. Thy word is true from the beginning. Right? Thy word is true from the beginning. You need to realize that anything anybody speaks has to match their person. Right? Has to match their person. Right? Can an untruthful person speak true things? No. No. Can a liar speak the truth? I mean, is everything that a liar says true? No, because he's a liar, right? Who is the liar?
Satan
is the liar, right? So what he says, even if it sounds right, is not true. Why? Because his person is off. But God is what?
True.
God is true. So everything God speaks is true. Now how about you? And me? A little of both. Right? Honestly speaking, in your whole life, is every word you spoke true? No. 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 Is the word of any man, any human being, is every word he can you find, let me put it this way, can you find any man, any human being, whoever lived on the earth, out of whose mouth nothing untrue ever came? Who? Anyone else? No. No. Why? Because God is true. His person, his being, his essence. Right? God himself is true. There's no lie in God. The Old Testament tells us God is not a man that he should lie. Right? He's not a man that he should lie. So nothing God ever says is a lie. Even if it's hard, and even if like Peter, we have a hard time understanding Paul, but if this is God's word, it's true. That's why I wanted to refer to this verse about Peter and Paul. Because now we'll take the other part of that verse. Peter had a hard time understanding Paul. But that didn't stop him from saying, this is the Scripture. Even if I can't understand it, it's the Scripture. You see the point? God is true. So the Word of God is true. Whether you understand it or you don't understand, that's another matter. Why? Because the source is God. The triune God sent this book to us. All his words spoken, written down through all the centuries, as we covered this morning. And that God is true, and there's no lie in that God. So we need to believe this book. We need to take this book as true. And if there's any part that seems to you not to be true, just leave it on the shelf a while. You know, I got a shelf full of problems in the Bible. They're all there on the shelf. When I get a problem and I can't get through, I put it on the shelf. And then someday along the way, usually when I'm in the ministry station or in the life study or something brotherly opens something up, and suddenly my problem that's been on the shelf for 5 years or 10 years, it got solved because the light comes. I didn't have enough light. I didn't have enough maturity Some things I couldn't understand 20 years ago. I understand them today because I've grown somewhat in these years. You see? So my point is, you need to be very, very clear. This book is true. Whatever problem you have with it is your problem. There's no problem with this book. You see, you need to see why, because God is the author of this book and God is true. Don't let anybody tell you anything different. And don't be afraid to say, I don't understand that, but I know who wrote that book and I trust him. I trust him. If I picked up Timmy Wen's physics book, I wouldn't understand a thing about it. So I'd say, this book's no good. The author's a liar. That's what people do. That's what people do. They take this book and they read it and they say, boy, I don't understand that. What is that? Doesn't make sense to me. It's a liar. They throw the book away. No, the problem's not with the book. The problem's with them. You see, I don't know enough physics. What I know about physics, you can put on a... I studied physics in high school and college, but what I know compared to what Sammy or Timmy or these brothers, who else studies physics? Yeah, a lot of brothers study physics. What I know compared to what they know, you can put it on the back of a postage stamp. If I took their books and tried to read it, I'd say, this is nonsense. This guy's wrong, because it doesn't make sense to me. Is that logical? Yet that's what people do with this book. Even your friends, right? Haven't you had some friends do this to you? They say, see, look at this problem. And you look at it and you say, oh yeah, that's a problem. They say, so there's something wrong with the book. They say, I say, no, there's something wrong with me. I just don't understand it. You see? Just get a book on quadratic equations and show it to them. Do you understand that? No. Well, what's nothing wrong with the book? Do you understand quadratic equations? No, neither do I. I never got past calculus and analytic geometry. I never got to quadratic equations. You see, I never got there. So, you see my point tonight on this point? This is a big point. Why? Because over all the centuries, the attack is on this book. You need to be equipped. You need to be prepared. You need to be clear. This book is true because God wrote this book. If I don't understand it, that's because I'm short. And so, my way, and this is what I encourage you to do, if you've got a problem with it, try to get through. But if you can't get through, put it on the shelf. Someday in a meeting somewhere, or you may just be reading that again after many years. I come back to passages after many years, and suddenly, oh, that's perfectly clear. But it wasn't 10 years ago. You see? The problem is not with this book. That's my point tonight. God is true, and this book is true. Of course, when this book quotes the words of Satan, those words are not true, right? You understand me? when this book quotes Job's friends arguing with Job, those words are not true. They're mixed. They're mixed, you see. But God, the author of this book, didn't say anything wrong in this book, right? When the serpent came to Eve in the garden, was what he said true? Son? What's your name? I always forget your name. Keen? Keith. Okay, Keith. Was what the snake said true?
No.
But it's recorded here. The recording is true. The recording is true. It's really what he said. That's true. But the words that he said to her were a lie. And they're written there. They're recorded by the true God to show us what is a lie. You see? So you need to understand that this book is true. This book is true. When the enemy came and tempted the Lord Jesus after he'd fasted for 40 days in the wilderness and came and tempted him, he said a lot of things. He quoted the Bible to him, right? And the Lord Jesus said, forget about it. You're a liar. Everything you say is a lie, even if you quote the Bible. You know, even a liar can quote the Bible. Satan did. But the God of the Bible is true. And the Word is true. You see, if you go to God and it's God speaking to you, it's true. So I encourage you, you need to open up to God speaking, because this word is true. And don't worry about the problems. The problems solve themselves in time, okay? So the first point tonight is that God is true and the Word of God is true.